Right then, since the Paralympics in 2012, the profile of disabled people in the media has kind of massively shot up. So to get a better perspective of this, we've been joined on the phone by Louise Dyson from Visible People, which is a kind of talent agency specifically for disabled people, is it?
Yeah, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, Louise, and a bit about your company?
Yes, happily, yes. Visible is not only an agency, we actually created the whole movement to get disabled people into the media 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you only ever saw a person with a disability in an advert, for example, if they were in an advert for a charity, someone with an outstretched hand, something that I think is really rather disempowering. So the whole point of Visible is to get people out there in the media in roles where they are the consumer, they're the person in charge, they're the person whose business it is, they're, you know, if it's in a drama series or something, they are the protagonist, hopefully. All sorts of really rather more powerful roles. So that's what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
So what gave you the idea to do that then? Because it's amazing.
It is a good idea, isn't it? I'm glad you like it. Well, 20 years ago, I had a client who manufactured wheelchairs and used to use models from me with my old business, which was just a regular model agency. It was a big agency. It was the biggest outside London. We got lots of lovely work. We'd never, ever had anyone with a disability approach us for work. I didn't know anyone with a disability, and it had never crossed my mind. And this particular wheelchair manufacturer asked if we could provide disabled people, genuine wheelchair users, for their advertising. And I immediately thought, not only is that a really inspired idea for them, but much more importantly, that actually should be something that everybody should do. We should have the whole demographic of people in advertising should include everybody, which includes people with disabilities.
Yeah, definitely.
We'd already made a point of ensuring that every time I was asked to provide someone to portray, even in modelling, people are portraying characters. They're portraying, you know, a business person or a mum or whatever it is to advertise products and services. So I'd made a point of making sure that we represented every ethnicity we could, and hopefully that roles were not predictably gender specific as well. So we'd put forward a woman to be a business person or an accountant or, you know, whatever. 20 years ago, that was actually quite groundbreaking, even though it sounds...
I can imagine.
Now. And it's really more of the same, in a way. There are strong parallels with... ethnicity is a really good example. There are strong parallels with the way that was something we introduced, you know, way back, with what's happened with people with disabilities. The reason Visible is called Visible, it's spelled Visable, is because... visibility is so important. If people are seen, and if people are seen in the media, well, as I say, as consumers, as empowered individuals, there's really it has a powerful message that helps change the public mindset, I believe, on disability. So that's the objective.
So with the organisation starting, as you said, 20 years ago, you must have encountered some massive barriers in your time.
Funny you should say that, because depends which way you look at it. Because of my old business, I say it was a big agency, and I was very well connected, so I was the right person to do this. And I really did hope. I didn't know how well received it would be, but at least I knew people well enough. I thought in throughout the advertising industry and TV and so on to get a good reception from them. And everybody received the idea very well. Everybody, you know, patted me on the back and said, what a great idea. Mm. I wonder why no one's done it before. However, big however here, they didn't give me any work at all.
None. I suppose that's the big jump, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's well and good being a good idea, but...
It's true. People paid lip service to the idea.
Yeah.
These were senior advertising executives in all the big agencies. So the way I did it was to... and it wasn't hard to do this, I must be honest, to create lots and lots of publicity. We had tons of... publicity in newspapers, in magazines, on radio, on TV, so that we could give the impression, I was all for giving the impression, that everybody else was doing it, so that a big company might think, oh, if our competitors are doing it, maybe we should. the one thing that also helped a few years later, was the Disability Discrimination Act,
yeah.
Which began to create more awareness. And I have to say, the government... people in the government department promoting the DVA were among our best clients. They booked lots of people from us for TV commercials and print campaigns, and they had a great attitude. They had a very high expectations, which was perfect. That's what we wanted. You know,
yeah.
We didn't want people to have reduced expectations. There's no reason why they should. So I love the fact that we always confound clients, perhaps, who haven't encountered disability before with the sheer brilliance of the people that we have on offer.
And obviously, since we mentioned the Paralympics and other things, have you noticed a big upturn since?
It had happened before the Paralympics, yeah. To be honest. Things suddenly started to gel maybe, I'd say, about four, maybe even 5 years ago. And it was interesting. I think the way I noticed things had changed, which is quite funny, is that people who used to fall over themselves to be extra nice and accommodating and helpful because it was about disability suddenly started to treat us with the same disregard as most agents get treated, actually. So it was really quite an interesting one. It was more of an everyday thing. So in a way, it was a shame we weren't getting the star treatment to quite the same degree. Actually, that's a sign of success because it meant that we were completely accepted. But I think that, the Paralympics, I think, was just amazing. We had a lot of people in the opening ceremony and, of course, a few Paralympians competing as well, who was visible. It definitely helped with the change of mindset towards disability in the general public, I would say.
Yeah. Yes.
So can you tell us about some of your success stories then, some of the ones that make you feel really proud?
One of the jobs I'm proudest of in a way, in lots of ways, because of the impact, is when we were able to cast Kerry Bunnell as the CBeebies presenter.
Yeah, because there was a lot of controversy with that appointment, wasn't there?
There really was, and that was the best thing that could have happened for her, quite honestly, because it meant that we achieved worldwide coverage on a phenomenal scale in terms of publicity. And, of course, it was all positive, because although there were, I forget how many, I don't think there were even a dozen people who apparently wrote to BBC and complained, they were completely completely wiped out by the tens of thousands of people who wrote through every medium imaginable to say, you know, how fantastic. And of course, one thing that's really heartening is so many parents of small children, kids who got a similar disability to Gary, perhaps, wrote and said, you know, this is just the best thing ever.
So were you and Kerry surprised by the impact that her appointment caused?
That's a hard one, really. When there's a sort of media feeding frenzy because someone's flavour of the month.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see it coming, and we sort of saw it coming a bit with Kerry, but it did turn out to be pretty phenomenal, I must admit. But very powerful. It really was very powerful. I think the one thing I haven't said, really, is that the reason I'm perhaps most proud of that is because of the influence that Kerry's appearance on TV every day as a successful, beautiful TV presenter has such a powerful, positive influence on the next generation and generations of small kids who'll grow up completely ignoring the fact that she happens to have a disability, which is completely irrelevant to her job.
Yeah, without doubt.
I think that's the thing that always kind of strikes with me as well, is that they can see by her that they can kind of go out and get normal jobs and live a normal life, really. And it's brilliant because it's all about educating, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I mean, again, there are lots of parallels in the past with something like gender and ethnicity in that respect. You know, having been in this sort of industry for long enough to remember when women were but when women were only booked to appear to be, the person making the tea or, you know, the person answering the phone, they would never, ever be in any kind of strong position. And the same certainly applied in terms of ethnicity, the portrayal of people of different ethnicities. It's only really in the last few years that now you'll get the average family sitting down having their breakfast cereal to promote the breakfast cereal, and they're a Caribbean family, which is fantastic, about time too, but it's taken a long time to happen.
So if there are kind of budding actors out there with disabilities, is there a way they can get in contact with your company?
Yes, certainly. The best way is really by email. That's always the best way. I have to say, I do receive a phenomenal post bag, albeit via email.
Yeah.
But yeah, shall I give my email?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be lovely.
First of all, the spelling of visible is unusual. It's V-I-S, able.
Yeah.
Because it's the combination of visible and able.
Yeah.
I want to emphasise how able people are, as well as making visible. And it's just louise@visiblepeople.com.
That's brilliant. And do you have a website as well?
We do. The website, you'll be pleased to hear, is being revamped as we speak. But if you go to www.visiblepeople.com, same spelling, then the website will come up.
Oh, that's brilliant. And we hope that a lot of our listeners kind of listen to this and kind of get really inspired, really, because I think it's a really important thing.
I agree. And can I say one thing that perhaps doesn't occur to a lot of people? One demographic that we often miss out on is much older people.
Yeah.
We really need to have quite a bit older people.
There's a few people in the ABLE office which might be interested there.
It's really true. But yes, please, I'd love to hear from anyone with a disability who thinks they have the potential to either model or to act, or of course in some cases do both.
Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you for that, Louise.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.